Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio, and with us on the phone today we have Rebecca Undum. Rebecca is going to be speaking in Dawson. We'll talk a little bit more about that, about her presentation coming up at Ladies Night Out in October. But Rebecca, welcome to the airwaves here on Q92 today.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you're an author, a speaker, podcaster, and consultant. How'd you get into all of that?
Yeah, well, so I'm actually coming back for a second time. I spoke a few years ago at the same event. And so kind of what's changed since then is that I started a nonprofit organization called Growing Small Towns. So I live in a town of 1,800 people in southeast North Dakota. Really, just I've been back now in my community for longer than I was gone. So I was, you know, a boomerang, if you will, a person that left and went to school and came back. And our organization now, we really focus on how do we help people love the places that they call home. And so the podcasting and the book that I wrote in 2016, those things were all in place when I came the first time. But how I got into them really is it's kind of amazing. When I graduated from high school, the way I work now, it didn't exist. It wasn't the thing you could do. And so really it just was about me figuring out or asking a lot of questions about how do I contribute, you know, the best of who I am to my community. And that was actually what came, like, Growing Small Towns, the start of it. That's what came out of that conversation. Great. And just what do I want, you know, what do I want to see for this town? And that's also kind of the heart of my message when I come on the 26th as
well. Yeah, you talk about boomerang individuals or citizens. Fortunately, we've seen quite a bit of that in our area here. We've got some medical personnel that are graduates of the local high schools that have come back, a couple of doctors and a lot of others that way, some teachers and things that have the good fortune of being able to find some jobs, which is, of course, as we both know, one of the big keys out here. But then again, sure, there's others. My daughter came back, and she and her husband moved back here a couple of years ago, and they continued to work remotely for their previous employers down in the Twin Cities. So, as you say,
you bet. And that's a whole type of employment that didn't exist,
just
a handful of years ago. Well, and then the other piece of it, too, is that we really have a cool opportunity to build our own career, even in the smallest of towns. And that's partly why I think when I get to talk about this specifically, my story is of some interest. You know, I created my job. So while we used to really have to rely on just traditional employment opportunities, now, like you said, we have remote work, and we just have a really incredible opportunity to build and create our own thing if we were inclined or, you know, wanted to do that.
Right.
So we're not as limited in smaller communities as we once were, and so there's a lot of hope and a lot of opportunity to talk about.
Of course, one of the big things on the minds of a lot of the leaders in all of these communities is, and one of the things when you do surveys, people want jobs. What do you think a community can do to encourage people to come back and to do things? What kind of infrastructure can they have in place to make it maybe easier?
Well, that's such a great question. One of the challenges is when we start talking about these problems, we often think about, okay, our elected officials, what can our elected officials do? Or what can these kind of formally organized groups of people do? And my approach is more about what can we as individuals do? Because it's pretty tough sometimes to change or to influence, you know, tradition, like years and years and decades of tradition of how things should be. And also, so there's a few things, and I can just share some of these things will be what we talk about when I come to visit. But first of all, it's get out of your own town sometimes. You know, look around, pay attention, because part of the challenge, if we never leave our community ever, we can get a little myopic about how things might be. So, you know, networking with regionalism, I guess, is kind of an important topic. This is a part of it, is the small towns around you need to thrive also. And we don't win at their expense. So this kind of competitive nature of small communities can be our downfall, I think, is one thing. And then secondly, if we want to encourage people to move back, we can just simply, have we thought about just inviting them, asking them, you know, if there are people that have a specific skill set that you think your community needs. For example, I'll share this, but I recruited a baker to come back to my community. She was working, she had a culinary arts background, and she was in Fargo, the biggest city in North Dakota, and I was having lunch, and I saw her, and I just said, hey, you know, there's a cool opportunity. Would you be open to talking about it? And she was. And then 6 months later, she bought the established bakery that had been empty for 3 years. And now she's got a business on Main Street in our community. And so I think sometimes we try to solve it from a massive kind of macro scale, and it's more about micro actions.
I think a lot of people,
a lot
of people, as you say, look at the old traditional way of doing it. You know, as I've been on city council for about five terms here and working with the EDA
sure.
for many years in,
yep.
in the Madison
yep.
area, and people always said, well, you got to get, you know, bring 3M in or bring this in or bring that in. And my contention's always been I'd rather see 10 businesses that employ 5 than one that employ 50, because if you lose that one that employs 50, you know, that's
exactly right.
Very damaging
yeah,
to the community. And if you have 10 that employ 5, you're going to have, you know, if a couple of them go, you'll still have other successful businesses there. So fortunately, that
right.
trend is kind of happening. People are kind of putting aside that bring in 3M thing.
Right. Well, there's a couple other challenges, right? That you could recruit, even if you could attract a big employer like that, you have a problem right out of the gate, because you, like, we don't have the workforce to support that business.
Right.
So they may come and create 50 jobs, but if you don't have the people to fill those 50 jobs, what's the likelihood that they're going to stay?
That's right.
And then secondly, I think another really, and again, this is my personal philosophy, but those 10 individual businesses that you speak about, they potentially are creating amenities or kind of niche services or experiences that actually make your community a better place to live, too. And so that there's kind of another positive or perk of it. It's not just an economic thing, but it's a quality of life thing.
Right.
Because to recruit people to come back, they are going to have some base level expectations of what they would want. And if our community can provide more of that, and they don't have to leave town as much to have those things, that becomes a compelling offer or reason for them, you know, along with all the other things that make small town living great.
That's right.
You know, safety and, you know, good schools and, you know, those kinds of things, that sense of peace. We all get to claim that. But then if we really want to recruit people, we've got to be thinking what other things make us unique. And for me, and my personal philosophy is it's the people in a community that make a community a great place to be. And so in my work and in my programming, my focus really is on people development. You know, and even if that's just helping people crack their minds and hearts open a little bit to see things differently or try something new, those small shifts can really make a big difference.
Yeah,
over time.
You have to be open to new people coming into your community, open to maybe a little more diversity than you've
correct.
Had over the years.
Right.
And there's a lot
yep.
of things
right.
that factor into that to make mm-hmm. the place a welcoming community, which I know a lot of communities are working on these days.
That's right. Yep.
All right. Now, you're going to be giving your talk on Thursday, October 26th, 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Hilltop Conference Center over here in Dawson. And,
mm-hmm.
well, they've got a free evening of food, fun, and health for women. And, well, it looks like a good time over there. So in addition to your speech being one of the highlights of the whole thing, sounds like a good night out for the ladies there, and your topic, making your unique impact.
Right, yeah. Every single person has awesome and amazing things to contribute. And again, just kind of bringing it back to the full circle point of why I started the nonprofit I did, I think when we can help more people show up and contribute their unique skills, gifts and talents in a community, then it creates a sense of belonging for them, and then they're much more apt to stay. You know, if people can't plug in somewhere into the community in a meaningful way, then it never feels like home, and we're at a bigger risk of losing them.
That's
so
right.
that's what we'll be focusing on, because every woman in the room, regardless of her age, regardless of her experience, has things that she can do. And I like grassroots movements. I like practical ideas for every single person, so we walk out not feeling like we can't change anything or can't shift anything, because every single human can.
Yep. Well, that's it. Everybody thinks, what can I do about it? I'm just one person. But one person can do an awful lot. Like you say, even if just maybe inviting somebody or, you know, helping your community be more a friendly, welcoming place.
Exactly.
All right, well, Rebecca, we sure appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule to talk to us today. We've been speaking with Rebecca Undum, who is going to be speaking at Dawson at the Ladies' Night out there put on by Johnson Memorial Health Services and the Johnson Memorial Health Foundation Thursday, October 26th. And we encourage everybody to get over there. We look forward to talking to you again sometime in the future. It's on a topic that's near and dear to my heart and to that of many others. That's making our small towns a better place to live. Thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you.